was difficult times. The main focus is on the injury because I didn't heal proper because of the coronavirus. My son and himself, so I can see that would do. That would do me good for the year.
Players Abroad on Soccer Laduma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain Slu Paho speaking. Welcome back to Soccer Laduma Airways. Flight 009 will be taking off shortly. Thank you all for complying with our hand sanitizing rules. We understand that the masks are a bit inconvenient, but we ask that you keep them on as much as possible for safety. We are headed to Faro, Portugal, with a stopover in Tel Aviv, Israel. And joining us for the cabin's in-flight entertainment is Mihlali Mayambela of Farense, who has just completed a loan spell at Bnei Yehuda in Tel Aviv. He'll be telling us about his time there. Stay safe and try not to touch your face. Crew, please prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined on the line by Farense attacker Mihlali Mayambela. How are you doing, Mihlali?
How are you, my brother?
I'm good. Good to hear from you. The last time we spoke, you were in Portugal, and you've since gone over to Bnei Yehuda, over in Israel. So how has life in Israel been treating you?
I know life has been good in Israel. It's a good country with good weather and good football. And it was a really nice time. The 6 months that I went there, I learned a lot on and off the field. And I was with great people and I enjoyed a lot. It's just a pity the coronavirus came and stopped everything. But it was a good time overall.
So it was, I think, towards the end of May that football came back over there in Israel. What was it like as an athlete, especially your experience in lockdown during the whole pandemic?
Yeah, it was kind of difficult because we were not using any facilities to train to keep our body in shape. It was a bit straining also mentally for football players, not only for me, for football players all over the world, you know. It was difficult times, and when we got back to football, it was like we were just like born yesterday, you know. We missed football so much, and we tried to enjoy and as much as possible when football came back, and yeah, that was it.
So over here, we're still waiting for the PSL to come back, and there's conversations over how long players should train before they go back. In Israel, what was it like? How long did you guys train before you had your first match back in action?
Probably for like a month or less, but we started with groups like I think for like a week or less, and then we trained normal. I remember the first game we played was on the 1st of June, the first game we played. So we played all the games between June, and then the last game was on the, I think something July, I don't remember, 3rd July or 2nd July.
Have you managed to keep up with any of the craziness here back home? I'm sure Mark must be updating you.
I've heard. I've been in touch with him almost every day. So he's been keeping me posted of what's happening in the country. It's worrying. It's worrying a lot. Also, I hope things will get back to normal soon.
And who is the worst dressed?
Man, no, people kill me.
Catch my starter pack only on SL Radio, brought to you by Soccer Laduma.
But looking at the gameplay that side, so your team survived the relegation round, Bnei Yehuda. You featured in the 2-0 win over Yehoni Kiryat and the 0-0 draw against Hapul Kfar. What was it like? How did you feel getting back onto the pitch? You mentioned that it felt like you were born yesterday. Was it a strain playing, you know, competitively again after so long?
Of course, it's not straining to play football, my friend. I'll be lying if I say it's straining. But before the coronavirus, I got injured. And so I was busy with the rehab during the corona. And then when I came back to play, it was a great feeling for me also. It was a great feeling for me and for the club and for everybody in Israel, because not many countries were still waiting to play football that time. And we were fortunate enough to get back to work and and play football. So it was great. And I remember we didn't lose any game in the last, I think, 7 or 6 games. We never lost any game. We conceded maybe 1 goal or 3 goals. I don't remember. So we had a good spell after the corona.
And what was it like playing in an empty stadium, you know, without the fans?
Yes, it's different, especially in Israel, because most of the games are packed. They have people. They go to the stadium. So it was kind of different. It was a bit dull, but then we had to do the job and play football because we knew people are watching from TV. So, yeah, there's nothing we could have done.
And as I understand, your loan spell in Israel will come to an end at the end of July. What's next for you? Are you heading back over to Portugal?
I'm currently in Portugal. Like I told you, I was injured and I came back to Portugal to treat my injury.
I see.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward for the next season. But now the main focus is on the injury because I didn't heal proper because of the coronavirus. And now I'm trying my best to get the best treatment and get back to playing football.
And your team, Farense, they of course lost, played in March, as far as I know, but they've been promoted to the top division in Portugal. So how do you think your experience in Israel has shaped you and prepared you for the top flight in Portugal?
It's top league is top league. It doesn't matter it's where or where. Top league is top league. And it helped me a lot with the way I viewed football and helped me a lot to mature more on the field and to work on myself physically. And like I've been doing here in Portugal, I wouldn't say it was a big difference on my self personality, because I've been working a lot here in Portugal and then I got there and I worked. So it's been similar situation, but in a different level of football, because it was the Premier League. But since now we're going to play in the Premier League here in Portugal, it will be nice and it's exciting and I cannot wait to start and get going.
And lastly, before I let you go, if you could get a South African care package where you get anything South African sent to you in the mail, what would you ask Mark and the family to send to you if you could get a box?
Maybe if he can sneak in my son so I can see him. My son and himself, that would do. That would do me good for the year.
Very nice. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you. Of course, we're still on lockdown. We don't know when the flights will be going in and out again, so it might be a while before we get to have you back on our shores again. But all the best ahead of the next season and with your rehabilitation during the off season. Thank you for joining me.
No, thank you very much for your time. Thank you a lot.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for our disembark. This is how we wrap up Flight 009 of Players Abroad. A big thank you to Mihlali Mayambela of Farense for joining us on the flight. From myself, your captain, Slu Paho, and my co-pilot, Simon Strella, stay safe and have a great day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.